Meeting order, and ask to stand and join us for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Make a motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
We have a separate resolution for the Board of Elections General Fund to increase their budget by $180,000 in order to accommodate the payment for the presidential election and poll worker payments.
Move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon abstain. Commissioner Furman?
Yes. Communications, please.
All right. We have four travel and training requests for you to consider today. First is Deputy Merbs for Dog Warden for the NACA Level 1 Animal Control Training, $975, Atlanta, Georgia, January 5th through 9th. Next for Sheriff Richard K. Jones, National Sheriff Association, the Midwinter Conference, Washington, D.C., January 28th, February 1st, $1,721. Next, we have Judges Honorable Hedrick, Nastoff, Oney, Pater, Power, Sage, Spath for the 2008 Winter Conference, Columbus, Ohio, December 2nd to 5th, $6,600. Next, we have Gary Yates, Common Police Court, to attend the Sentencing Commission meeting. Costs $500, Columbus, Ohio, November 20th to 21st. We have next finance resolutions.
Okay, I got it. Oh, God, all right.
Wait a minute.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, just use this one. This font.
Okay. All right, we had 10 items to request today and one for the County Care Facility. The first item is an increase in the information services budget for about $186,000. This represents the transfer between the auditor's office and the commissioner's office, whereby vacation payouts had to be made for the previous, from the previous appointing authority. They also, information services, requesting a $900 transfer between accounts to accommodate the projected final health care costs for the year. Number two, for the planning department in the general fund, these are a transfer of $3,000 and transfer of $2,000 between accounts respectively to reclassify accounts to get through the year. Next, under economic development, number three, we have a $29,900 decrease in the budget as a result of the spinoff of previously this year of the CDC. Number four, still the general fund, we have an increase of $180,000 into the sheriff's budget to accommodate the for the projected year for fuel cost. Number five, this begins non-general fund, the DTAC prosecutor fund 180, requests an increase in the budget of $35,000 to accommodate furniture purchase for 10th floor remodeling. Next, number six, special projects fund 411, requests an increase of $22,000 for computer upgrades for court reporters and staff. Number seven, the VOCA grant fund 1021, requests the, as approved by the granting authority, reclass between line items in the amounts of $400, $600, $374, and $426. Next, in the dog and kennel fund, we have a request for a transfer of $178. Job and Family Services Fund 1780, we have a transfer of $40,000 between accounts And then we have a decrease in their budget of $80,000 due to the reduced shared cost in the budget. Under Children's Services Fund 1800, we have a transfer between accounts of $80,000 to be used for foster care services. Finally, under County Care Facility, Fund 1750, we have a transfer of $26,000 between accounts. Actually, this is an actual transfer of cash of $26,000 to repay advances received from the general fund. Also in finance, we have a appropriation which amends a previous appropriation, which is the tweaking of the final millage for the reduction in the senior citizens collections in 2009. It's amended from 1.2 mil reduction to 1.3 mil reduction. So we move on to personnel. You have before you the request to accept and place on file the payroll for Job and Family Services October 25th through November 7th. The changes in this payroll has been reconciled back to previously authorized resolutions by the Board of Butler County Commissioners. We next have a layoff of a financial specialist. This is in connection with the previous adjustments and layoffs that was made in Job and Family Services that we reviewed a couple weeks ago. You next have a request for to end the temporary assignment for Candace Taylor, collective bargaining unit member in Job and Family Services. She's a social worker one. She reverts back to her pay at $16.15 per hour as her temporary assignment has ended. Next, you have a request to accept the retirement of Henrietta Perry as training and employment coordinator in Job and Family Services. This is effective December 31, 2008. Next, we have a comp time payout, $2,814, to Renee Mikas, collective bargaining unit member in Children's Services, Social Services Worker 3. We also have another comp time payout request for Cynthia Hayes, $2,992, Children's Services, collective bargaining unit member. She's a Social Services Worker 4. As we move on to Job and Family Services and Children's Services, we have three contracts for your consideration today. The first contract is an amendment to an existing contract with Lifespan in order to allow for the delivery of Title 20 services. This contract will increase $71,944, of which $56,116 are reimbursed through the Title 20 funding. Next, under Job and Family Services, we have a contract with Dennis Blasey, November 14th, 2008 to June 30th, 2008, for a maximum of $10,000. This is for consulting services for coding and strategy involving the maximization of TANF dollars. Finally, under Job and Family Services, we have a contract to approve. This is with the Workforce One Board agreement with Real Workforce Solutions from February 28, 2009 for a comprehensive review of their policies and procedures. The maximum amount of the contract is $10,400. Underwater and sewer, you requested to advertise for bids for Yankee Road Water Main contract. You're also to request a disbursement number 2 under the Ohio Public Works Commission. This is the low interest rate financing that was approved previously. This is a payment of the construction costs against that loan for cast iron water main replacement. Also, under the engineer, we have one contract to consider today. This is a proven agreement with Rosemary McQueen for the installation of water line. This is conjunction with the widening of Princeton Road. Under miscellaneous, we have a request to advertise for bids for the Fairfield location of the title office of the Butler County Clerk. And then we have a rental agreement with Cincinnati Bell in order to supply 24 strands of fiber optic to Miami University in accordance with our lease agreement with Miami University. And finally, before we consider separate payments, we have a request to approve 70 payments.
Move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
We also have a separate resolution for to approve two payments for the Board of Elections.
Move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon abstain. Commissioner Furman?
Yes. You guys get a copy of this request from St. Clair Township to put a load limit on there, a few of the streets. Two older subdivisions in Williamsdale and also Sharon Park. What do we do with this? Does this go through the engineer? Or
I sent one over to the engineer for him to review.
And then they come back with us?
Yes.
There is, I had that same thing too, but there is one with Civil War's veterans. Did you get a copy of that letter from Tom Stander?
I did not.
Well, here that is requesting to pay for a marker to be paid for by the Civil War Roundtable, and there'll be no cost at all to the county, and they'd like to place it in on the monument grounds. So if you want to take a look at that.
Okay.
Over by the monument?
Right.
Do we know where it is?
That's a. I'm not sure what kind of a marker it is. It may spell that out in there.
It's 24 inch by 24 inch by 10 inch. Okay. So I would imagine it'd probably be a surface mounted type marker. That there's some plenty of grassy areas up there where that could be, I think, placed in the Soldiers and Sailors Monument.
Work with Don and see what.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know, while we're on historic topic of historic markers and stuff, we have a request from the city of Oxford. We have down in our lobby the Bicentennial Bell, and the city of Oxford, due to their celebration this year, would like, or upcoming year, would like it to use that bell New Year's Eve for a ceremony that they're proposing. You know, we're going to check to make sure it can be transported safely, and
there
if we can.
There was a trailer that you could purchase for that. Anyway, don't have a problem.
Are we wrong? It's fine.
Okay.
We don't need a motion or anything.
No, sir.
Oh, okay.
You guys have anything else? You have anything, Tim?
No, sir.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.